A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole. Continued. Disc 3.
Take those glasses off. How the hell can you see all that crap on the floor? Who want to look at all that crap?
I told you to take the glasses off, Jones.
The glasses staying on.
Jones bumped the push broom into a bar stool.
For $20 a week, you ain't running a plantation in here.
Lana Lee started snapping a rubber band around the pile of bills and making little piles of nickels that she was taking out of the cash register.
Stop knocking that broom against the bar, she screamed. God damn it to hell, you making me nervous. You want quiet sweeping? You'll get an old lady. I sweep young.
The broom bumped against the bar several more times. Then the cloud of smoke and the broom moved off across the floor.
You ought to tell your customer use their ashtray. Tell them people as you working a man in here below the minimum wage. Maybe they'd be a little considerate.
You better be glad I'm giving you a chance, boy,
Lana Lee said.
There's plenty colored boys looking for work these days.
Yeah, and there's plenty colored boy turning vagrant, too, when they see what kind of wage people's offering. Sometime I think if you color, it better to be a vagrant.
You better be glad you're working.
Every night I'm falling on my knee.
The broom bumped against a table.
Let me know when you finish with that sweeping, Lana Lee said. I got a little errand I want you to run for me.
Errand? Hey, I thought this was a sweeping and mopping job.
Jones blew out a cumulus formation.
What this errand shit?
Listen here, Jones.
Lana Lee dumped a pile of nickels into the cash register and wrote down a figure on a sheet of paper.
All I gotta do is phone the police and report you're out of work. You understand me?
And I tell the police to not enjoy a glorified cat house. I fall in a trap when I come to work in this place. Whoa! Now I'm just waiting to get some kind of evidence. When I do, I really gonna flap my mouth at the precinct.
Watch your tongue.
Time's changing,
Jones said, adjusting his sunglasses.
You can't scare color peeps no more. I got me some peeps form a human chain in front your door, drive away your business, get you on the TV news. Color peeps took enough horse shit already, and for $20 a week, you ain't piling no more on. I getting plenty tired of being vagrant or working below the minimum wage. Get somebody else run your errand.
I'll knock it off and finish my flow. I'll get Darlene to go.
That poor gal.
Jones explored a booth with a broom.
Hustling water? Running errand? Whoa!